we gotta make it happen today. You know, you can't take your past success for granted. We'll have a good shot. You know, starting up front, you know, starting seventh is always good. We haven't been qualifying well, so generally when we qualify well, that's a good sign. And I think we're well positioned today. So I'm excited about it. You know, pit strategy is going to be really important. Pit road in general is going to be very difficult today. It's one of the most difficult pit roads on the sport. Very narrow, easy to get in trouble, and the tire strategy is probably going to shape the race.
The racetrack here and the sunshine on this racetrack, we practiced yesterday in the cloud cover. What's your expectations and what you guys are going to deal with the racetrack in this heat today?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be easy. It's really hot inside the cars, and, you know, the thing is the tires hold up really, really well. So, you know, usually you get brakes because you get to pit, but you're not going to pit a lot today, that's for sure.
We'll see what happens. A lot of challenges. Brad Keselowski, he is up for it. As I mentioned, the Solomon Plumbing Ford starts in position number 7.
After round one of qualifying yesterday, not one Hendrick Chevrolet advanced to the second round. That's uncommon. It has not happened since Texas a year ago. Are the cars good in the race? Let's find out. Kim Kuhn is standing alongside Alex Bowman, who rolls off 14th here this afternoon.
Yes, and Hendrick Motorsports arguably still trying to figure out this racetrack. They have admitted to that. So not knowing exactly what you have in the race car, have you made the changes for today?
I mean, I think we had a pretty good idea of what we were fighting with yesterday. And honestly, we had a good practice. Blake and the Ally 48 team did a good job at making the right changes to fix what we were fighting. They all kind of created other issues. So, you know, just trying to get our hands wrapped around this place. It's obviously not a place that we have a big notebook for, so we're still learning, but hopefully we end up in a good spot for today.
You and the 48 team, though, are on a bit of a hot streak, 5 straight top 10 finishes. Does it feel different?
Not really. We're just doing the best we can, right? Like, obviously, we want to win races, but we're gaining on it. We have a young group, and they're learning every week, so our group's getting better. Our pit crew's doing a good job, and yeah, it hasn't been a bad year so far, but we want to get in victory lane.
Alex Bowman trying to continue that top 10 streak here this weekend. Steve Post.
Joey Logano won here 2 years ago, finished third last year, so it's been a good racetrack for you, Joey, relative to the last 2 years. How do you feel about your efforts here this weekend going into today's race?
Yeah, I think our race car is every bit as good as it's been the last couple years here. We got to start a little further back than we want to, but I think our Shell Pennzoil Mustang's got good speed in it. We just got to work through it and get some track position out there.
How do you get track position? Are there options that you can do and things you can do to get track position?
Well, I got past some cars. That's one way to do it. But I think there's a lot of strategy options here. And the strategy is really not clear in this whole race at all. It's minimal tire fall off, so it presents a lot of options.
A lot of options, that's for sure. That's Joey Logano. He starts in position number 12, getting ready to be introduced to the fans here at Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Joey Logano won here at Worldwide Technology 2 years ago, finished third in this race a year ago. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, Kyle Busch gives us the keys to today's race, and later we send it back downstairs one more time ahead of the Enjoy Illinois 300.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
NASCAR history.
Denny wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 50 Years of MRN. The 1993 season. Junior's Journey and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
From Worldwide Technology Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country. Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Got the lead out to three car lengths. Now it's four. Denny Hamlin rides second. Another five car lengths back to Larson and Logano in a battle for third. Back into turn three for the final time. Kyle Busch, the race leader.
Five car lengths up off turn number four. Kyle Busch looks up, sees the checkered flag. Kyle Busch will win the Enjoy Illinois 300 presented by Ticket Smarter at Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Now, back to Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden.
That's how it sounded 1 year ago when Kyle Busch put on a clinic here at Worldwide Technology Raceway. He joins us now to give the keys to the race.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. And now a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
Yeah, I would say Gateway is a really cool track and a really indifferent one as well, because both ends of the racetrack are really different from each other. You've got long straightaways, they're shifting on the straightaways, and then really tight turns, especially in one and two. But turns one and two has a little bit more banking, so when you get in there, you've got a little bit more hold, but you're kind of going up over a rise on the way in, and then you get down into the corner, and you want to wrap that bottom and get pointed as low as you can, as straight as you can on exit, so you can come off of turn two with a nice straight shot and not, you know, get to the wall too soon and hit the wall up off of turn two. Long back straightaway again, heading off into turn three. This time you're just kind of dragging a little bit of brake, kind of rolling off into the corner and being smooth with your entry and your points of being able to arc that entry to get down to the apex correctly. From there, you want to throttle up really early and hard to get that big run off the corner, because that's the fast end. You got to keep your momentum up. You got to keep your speed high through that turn and off the corner down the front stretch and back to the start finish line.
He knows. He won here 1 year ago. That was Kyle Busch. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Worldwide Technology Raceway. It is the Enjoy Illinois 300, the NASCAR Cup Series racing here this afternoon. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, one more trip trackside to hear from the drivers as they prepare to go 300 miles in today's Enjoy Illinois 300.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Winning feels good, but we lose sometimes too. How do you deal with things when the going gets tough? Just like a driver relies on a good pit crew, you need a support system to help you come out ahead. Talking to a therapist is a great way to navigate the twists and turns of your life when it feels like you're going in circles. Therapy can help you plan to achieve your goals and avoid hitting the wall when things get dicey. And therapy reminds you that even when life feels like a race, you're only competing with yourself. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on your schedule at your pace. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Life's not a race. Visualize the track ahead with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/racingradio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/racingradio. Get 10% off your first month today at BetterHelp.com/racingradio. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/racingradio.
From Worldwide Technology Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit ToyotaRacing.com.
Welcome back on an absolute perfect afternoon to go racing. And again, as promised, let's get you trackside right now to the driver that went to victory lane here 1 year ago. His name is Kyle Busch, and he is with Steve Post.
Yeah, Kyle Busch down here has the Rebel Bourbon colors on the Chevy, starting in the 10th spot. Kyle, you've ran really well here. You won last year, finished second the first year. How good are you this year here at this racetrack?
Things were a lot different for us yesterday. We were fighting pretty bad tight, so just trying to get the thing to where it will turn the corner, but we also have loose entries. So that's kind of been a little bit of our demise from the year before. But, you know, we'll see what happens here today. Hot and slick. See if other guys have freed up. I remember last year we started a race really loose. So hopefully things go our way and we can put this Rebel Bourbon Chevrolet in victory lane.
You and I are standing here on pit road. Describe some of the challenges of pit road here. It is a very narrow pit road. Just describe the challenges of getting off and on pit road here.
Yeah, I mean, it's narrow. So the biggest thing is just getting into your pit box, right, and coming around guys that are around you and obviously not hitting crew members and things like that. So that's the biggest thing. But otherwise, you know, when you pull out of your box, there's going to be guys that don't care who's on their outside and just go straight to the wall. And not having much room to avoid that or slow down here could cause you a little bit. But they at least widened pit road a little, so that was nice. Give us a few more feet here to play with. But overall, it's just one of those challenges of Gateway. Always been here.
Do good.
All right, thanks.
There we go. That's Kyle Busch. Starts in the 10th spot, and we'll roll off from there here this afternoon.
Trying to go back-to-back here at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Latest winner in the NASCAR Cup Series is Christopher Bell. Picked up a crown jewel race win this past weekend in the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. This driver's spotlight is presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit ToyotaRacing.com. Kim Kuhn.
Christopher Bell down here entertaining fans and VIPs, actually signing stuff for fans over the wall here on pit lane. But let's talk about the racetrack. Two different ends of the track. From the driver perspective, how different is your approach to each side?
They're pretty different. You know, one and two takes a lot of break. Three and four is a little bit more of a momentum corner. The balance is obviously completely different too. So that's what makes it really fun, because you have to improvise, and it's not going to be consistent between ends, and the guy who can get figured out the best normally does the best.
Coming off a race win last weekend at Charlotte, as we approach the second half of the regular season, how much breathing room does having two wins under your belt give you and the team?
I mean, it helps a lot just from the playoff points perspective, but hopefully we're not done there. We need a little bit more.
That's Christopher Bell again. Lots of fans wanting his autograph down here on the pit lane.
Postman, as you know, when we go back and look at history, it really tells us nothing about what we need to know today. But when we do that with Tyler Reddick, we would see that he finished 35th here last year, 16th the year before. I think that that tells us absolutely nothing about how good the driver is and how good this team is going to be here this afternoon.
Yeah, I think with Tyler Reddick here at this racetrack, he could probably throw those results away from the past here, Tyler. Jeff Striegel was just talking about it's been a little bit of a struggle here at the racetrack. He had a good qualifying run, qualified in position number five. How good do you feel about this Sirius XM Toyota here today?
Yeah, really good, honestly. We got a stout car. It showed it yesterday in practice and again in qualifying, so obviously, it's a long race, but thankfully our qualifying efforts got us a good pit stall. This pit road here can be a little chaotic. Hopefully it's a little better today with the added width they did between last year and this year. We'll just see how it goes. You know, it's a little bit warmer today than it was yesterday in practice as well. So should widen out, should have some good racing today.
This racetrack, you've got a little bit different tire here. Do you expect different strategies? Do you have to be on board with different strategies as far as two tires and the options that might play out here in the course of today? How into that are you? How aware are you of all those scenarios that potentially could happen?
Yeah, I'm game for anything, in all honesty. But, you know, our track position should help us. But I would not be surprised if some of these teams do try to, you know, implement two-tire strategies or just trying to flip their track position by staying out. So we'll keep our eye on it. These warmer temperatures should keep some of those alternate strategies at bay.
We'll see what happens, no doubt. And I like what he says. I talked to a couple of crew chiefs, and they're not sure those alternate strategies with this heat and humidity are going to be quite as much in play as they might have been if we'd had a cooler day here at here in St. Louis.
Then there's Denny Hamlin, who starts in position number 6. He's always a factor when we come here to Worldwide Technology Raceway, and why not now? He's got top 5 finishes in his last 4 consecutive races, including a win at Dover Motor Speedway. Kim Kuhn is with Denny Hamlin.
And Denny running the purple Yahoo colors this weekend on his Toyota gets a word with Michael Waltrip down here. As we look at the challenges today, it's hot. Pit road is tight, 2 opposite ends of the racetrack. What's the top of your list of things you have to overcome to be successful here?
Mistakes. I think each week we are our opponents. I think as long as we have a smooth race in the pits, on the track, you know, don't lose big track position for any reason, we're always in contention. So it's just every week it's a race against ourselves, and you know, this week will be no different.
On the list of things to do, not lose track position. I know you want to gain it, but that's hard here. Where is the best place to find additional positions?
Yeah, I think in the long run, as hard as it will be to pass in the short run, I do think there's an opportunity, if your car is good, to make positions up in the long run. Turns 3 and 4 seem like the best opportunity for the track to widen out and us to make those moves.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
That's Denny Hamlin. He's going to be down here with his daughter, Taylor, entertaining some fans as well. Steve Post, who you got?
I'm talking with Ty Gibbs down here. 3 of the last 4 races, top 10 finishes. Ty, just big picture, this race team, how good are you guys right now? How do you feel about you guys' performance as you roll into this portion of the season?
Yeah, I feel like we're pretty good. Didn't qualify as great as we have been, but I feel like we're pretty solid, and we're ready to go give it a good run today in our Monster Energy 54 Camry.
We'll see what happens. What are the challenges you keep an eye on here today? What types of things are you going to be conscious, especially in the early laps of this race?
Track position and keeping track position and having good pit stops and just kind of executing. It's really hard to pass, especially at this track. I think it's one of the harder ones we go through to pass at, so staying in the game all day is important.
And we'll see what happens. The challenges are many, that's for sure. That's Ty Gibbs, qualified in the 9th spot. I found it interesting, guys. A good qualifying run is what we thought, but he was a little disappointed in that qualifying run.
Thank you, Steve Post. Thank you, Kim Kuhn. That's going to do it from the grid. Opening ceremonies are next. NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. And that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
From Worldwide Technology Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Begin your summer adventure in Illinois. Indulge in Michelin star dining at Moody Tongue or Cobra. Then let the soulful sounds of Chicago blues serenade you into the night. Cruise down iconic Route 66, enjoy small town charm in Galena, or wander the storied halls where Lincoln's legacy comes alive. Stroll the Shawnee Hills Wine Trail to savor award-winning wines and plan an unforgettable escape at Dragonfly Lakes. Your summer starts in the middle of everything. Learn more at enjoyillinois.com.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
For the third time in series history, the NASCAR Cup Series returns to Worldwide Technology Raceway. Last year, this race was all about Kyle Busch.
Back into turn three for the final time, Kyle Busch, the race leader.
High five, car lengths up off turn number four. Kyle Busch looks up, sees the checkered flag. Kyle Busch will win the Enjoy Illinois 300 presented by Ticket Smarter at Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Even though Kyle claimed three wins last season, 2024 has been a struggle for his team and Richard Childress Racing as a whole. One driver who has gotten their season back on track and is experiencing the opposite is Alex Bowman. The Hendrick Motorsports driver finds himself in the eighth position in the point standings and believes this track is one of NASCAR's most unique.
It's just got really long straightaways, right? It's really tough to get a hold of. So I think it's the only place we downshift twice getting into turn one there. So you're shifting more than normal. Quite honestly, we just haven't been very good there in the past. You know, hopefully we've worked pretty hard to go back better than we have in the last couple of years. So hopefully that pays off. But yeah, it's just a really unique, different racetrack, two completely different ends, and it's tough to get a hold of for sure.
Can Kyle Busch replicate his gateway success, or will a different playoff hopeful step up to the challenge that is Worldwide Technology Raceway? We find out next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal.
Hey, boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Enjoy Illinois 300 from Worldwide Technology Raceway. Sponsored by Enjoy Illinois. Racing fans, plan a fun-fueled adventure in the middle of everything on enjoyillinois.com. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. By BetterHelp Online Therapy. Get 10% off your first month today at betterhelp.com/racingradio. By The Bike Riders. A new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer, only in theaters June 21st. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Progressive Insurance, round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. By Wendy's, order a biggie bag at Wendy's today. By Toyota, for the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco, from NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Throw some more hot dogs on the grill. It is time to go racing, and we welcome you to Worldwide Technology Raceway for the Enjoy Illinois 336 race teams ready to go. It is the NASCAR Cup Series live on the Motor Racing Network. Again, Jeff Strigl alongside Alex Hayden and NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace. 1.25-mile difficult racetrack.
It really is. So let's go back to what we just heard Christopher Bell tell Kim Coon in our NASCAR Live Race Day show. Rusty, he said, and I quote, "This is a track you have to improvise," end quote. What does he mean by improvise, and is that a good thing?
It is a good thing. I mean, turn one and two is very, very tight. It's totally different than turn three and four. So you can't use the same brake technique, the way you downshift, all that, getting into turn one and two like you do three and four. This track rewards a really good driver. It does not reward an average driver. So you got to be a pretty good driver to win here. You got to be able to improvise and understand that there's differences, and you got to adjust to that. That's what he's talking about.
And we've got 36 of the best right here today on display. Let's talk about stages. I think there's something rather interesting. This is only 240 laps, as you know, Alex. This is a sprint race. The end of stage one only 45 laps away.
Yeah, that means top 10 get those championship points. That's a big carrot dangling at the end of that stick. But 45 laps to the end of stage number one, then you got to go another 95 laps to lap 140 to the end of stage number two. And Rusty, that's going to create some hard racing in this opening stage.
Yeah, it's going to create, what do we do with tire changes? What do we do with fuel? Strategy stuff starts kicking in when things like that happen. I think at the end of 45, in my opinion, they're probably going to come down pit road, just put four tires on that baby, gas it back up, and see what happens. Because I think this track is a track that needs real grippy tires. I think it's going to love those tires.
And I think we're in for a good day, Rusty. Glad to have you with us. Race number 15 of 2024. Pre-race ceremonies are ready to begin. Again, 36 teams on hand. Now, let's take you trackside for pre-race ceremonies.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to rise as you're able and remove your hats as the United States Transportation Command Joint Color Guard presents our nation's colors. Please remain standing as Dave McNeil, pastor of the Crossing Church St. Louis, offers today's invocation.
God Almighty, we pause and humbly come before you, grateful, and let us never forget that we live in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We honor the men and women of our military who protect our freedom and pray that you watch over them. We ask that you grant each driver focus, precision, and safety on the track. Guide and protect each crew and give them wisdom in their strategy. And as these teams strive for victory, let us remember that the ultimate victory is found in Jesus, the one who offers us abundant and eternal life. We praise you for your love, grace, and mercy shown to us on the cross. Thank you for your strength, wisdom, and purpose given to us when we put our trust in you. We pray these things in Jesus' name, and all who agree say with me, amen.
And now, to perform our national anthem, please welcome renowned gospel and R&B singer B.B. Winans with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Pre-race ceremonies wrapping up. The drivers get their final fist bumps in. They'll swing a leg over the window and into the cockpit of their cars. The NASCAR Cup Series is next.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me! My car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires.
Myers Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
From Worldwide Technology Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's the starting lineup for the Enjoy Illinois 300. Brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Row 18.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 17.
Cody Ware, Greensboro, North Carolina.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Row 16.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Row 15.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Row 14.
Daniel Hemrick, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Row 13.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Derek Krause, Stratford, Wisconsin.
Row 12.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Row 11.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Row 10.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
Row 9.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Row 8.
Ross Chastain, Alva, Florida.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Row 7.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Row 6.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Starting 9th.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Starting 8th.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Starting 7th.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Starting 6th.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
Starting 5th.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
Starting 4th.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Starting 3rd.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Starting 2nd.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
And starting on the pole,
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
That's the starting lineup for the Enjoy Illinois 300.
Back here at the Worldwide Technology Raceway on an 84-degree day, mostly sunny, few puffy white clouds, and even some thin, wispy cirrus clouds floating by overhead. Jeff Striegel, as we look at the where we're at on this point in the calendar, we're getting closer and closer to playoff time. There are some drivers and some teams that are desperate to get to victory lane.
Well, that's a growing list, isn't it, Alex? I mean, we talk about it week in and week out, drivers that need to go to victory lane, and they need to make it happen right now. How about Ryan Blaney hasn't won this year. Bubba Wallace, same boat. Kyle Busch, he hasn't won this year. That list includes Alex Bowman and Ross Chastain, Martin Truex Jr., Eric Jones hasn't won since Darlington. This is a long list, and it's a growing list.
Yeah, it is, and these drivers are going to do all they can today, over 300 miles, to try to accomplish that task so we can stop talking about when are they going to win again. Time's now. Let's go ahead and get these engines fired at Worldwide
Race
Technology.
Race fans! And now, to give the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome Cardinals pitcher and music artist, Adam Wainwright.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Enjoy Illinois 300. We're so glad you're here today. Racers, drivers, start your engines!
Well, that's how you give the command, and now you hear 36 engines coming to life. It is the Enjoy Illinois 300 Worldwide Technology Raceway, the NASCAR Cup Series, live next, right here on the Motor Racing Network.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Illinois is filled with natural wonders for everyone to enjoy. Lounge on Chicago's beautiful beaches or ride the 28 miles of Lakefront Trail. Hike to the falls at Starved Rock State Park and live a luxurious weekend of boutique camping under the blue skies of Camp Aramone. Take in the stunning vistas of the Garden of the Gods. Zip line through the canopies in Shawnee National Forest or grab a paddle and discover every corner of Wren Lake. There's more outdoor to explore in the middle of everything. Learn more at enjoyillinois.com.
Drivers, start your engines in Illinois and cruise on Route 66 for legendary finds. Make a pit stop in Grafton to ride Aerie's Alpine Coaster and grab a bite at Eckert's Country Farm. Plan your adventure to the middle of everything on enjoyillinois.com.
I think that's where you and I can head when we're done racing here in the Enjoy Illinois 300. Engines have indeed fired. We're going to take a trip around this racetrack when we come back from Worldwide Technology Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Swing around this racetrack and bring in two more voices ready to call the action for you here this afternoon on the Motor Racing Network, presented by the Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Experience the Bike Riders on the big screen this summer, only in theaters on June 21st. We're going to start outside. Turn number two. There, as always, is third appearance to the track that the Cup Series is making their third appearance at. From Barrie, Vermont, it is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Jeff Striegel. Good afternoon once again, everybody, from high above turn number two here at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Tail of the tape here in Gateway, 11 degrees of banking only in this corner. That's not a lot to rely on, especially if you've got an ill-handling race car. The technique for getting through here in an expedient fashion, a little bit different. They will downshift not once, but twice coming into turn one, from fifth gear to fourth gear, and then ultimately down to third. Mid midway through the corner, they'll gas it up again, upshift from third to fourth, and back into fifth for the long run down the back straightaway. We'll watch it all unfold with a few thousand of our closest personal friends here high above turn two at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Now let's go to the other end of the house at Altamont, Illinois. Kurt Becker.
Thank you, Dave. We are positioned at the north end of the racetrack just outside of turn four on a scissor lift. Dave talked about the cars coming through his end of the racetrack and then hitting the back straightaway. On the back stretch, speeds will be in excess of 160 miles per hour. Then under braking and downshifting back into turn number three, it'll be all the way down to 115 miles per hour, the preferred line right down along the inside lane of the racetrack. We've heard drivers talk about the difficulty with pit road here. Pit entrance, the access road is actually located at the end of the back stretch, just inside the entrance of turn number three. One other note, gentlemen, you better make more room in those stands because there's still a big line of spectators and race fans passing through the gate at our feet, getting ready to take a seat to watch today's action. Now, back to the gentlemen who will call the start of today's race. Once again, Rusty Wallace, Jeff Striegel, and Alex Hayden.
Thank you, Kurt. And now it's time to take one final trip down the pit lane before the drop of the green flag. This trip to pit road is presented by BetterHelp Online Therapy. A good pit crew can help you through life's twists and turns. Get 10% off your first month today at BetterHelp.com/racingradio. At the exit of pit lane, the Motor Racing Network lead pit reporter from Halstead, Pennsylvania, Steve Post.
Alex, right alongside of you is Rusty Wallace. We heard from his brother Kenny during our pre-race show. This area has such a rich tradition in motorsports. Ken Schrader, another one of the notable drivers from this area. So many racetracks, so many racers from this area, including Randall Burnett, crew chief for Kyle Busch. He's just across the Mississippi River from Fenton, Missouri. He raced as a kid, and as a matter of fact, he raced on this property in go-karts before the oval track was built. Randall decided that paying for racing is going to be very, very difficult. Moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, got a mechanical engineering degree at University of Charlotte in, or University of North Carolina in Charlotte. The 49er is now crew chief for Richard Childress Racing, and Kyle Busch won that race last year, and it was a very special win for Randall Burnett here at his home track. Kim Kuhn?
Well, Steve, as we talk about people and things from the area local to this track, how about Anheuser-Busch, a sponsor with deep ties to NASCAR? They've called the St. Louis area home for over 165 years, just a little bit longer than Randall has. But AB has been entrenched in the sport a very long time, and this year they've put their brand behind Ross Chastain. And after practicing qualifying yesterday, Ross was in St. Louis touring the Anheuser-Busch headquarters with his entire team. They raved about it when I was talking to them earlier. Ross told me meeting the Clydesdales was one of the highlights of the trip. He even took a selfie with one of the horses. And they've got a huge group from Anheuser here today to cheer on Ross, who starts from the 16th position this afternoon.
And there's your broadcast team for you this afternoon. Out in the turns, Dave Moody, Kurt Becker on pit road, Steve Post and Kim Kuhn. Again, my name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden and Rusty Wallace. We are ready to go racing here. Again, Rusty, let's go back to something we talked about over an hour ago, and that is how big it is to have this race in this town.
Well, all you got to do, Jeff, is look at the grandstands. It's going to be a sold-out racetrack today. Everybody's jacked up and excited about getting here. We've got clear skies. This is a big, big race. There's big companies in this town. Just like Kim mentioned, Anheuser-Busch, that's a big one. But everybody wants to win at these style racetracks. If you win here at St. Louis, you've done something as a driver because it takes a lot of give and take, like we talked earlier, between turn one and two and turn three and four. This is a favorite on the circuit. A lot of people have been talking a lot of positive things about this racetrack.
Now, Rusty, the drivers right now taking a trip down the pit lane to make sure their tachometers are set at pit road speed limit. A lot of drivers referred to how tough this pit lane is and how tight and narrow it is. You're a Hall of Famer, and you had to deal with your share of tight pit lanes throughout the years. How did you deal with that? Did you like to have communication from your crew chief or your spotter, or was that something that you wanted to handle on your own?
Well, 90% of it was I was handling it on my own, but I was relying on my pit crew on top of the box to tell me if I'm getting ready to pull out against somebody, because you got to remember, this pit road, what they're talking about, is very, very narrow. It's two lanes, plus the lane that you're actually pitting the car in. So you got a wall right up against you, and that was a real tough one to negotiate on a long, tight pit road. You got to be very aware of what you're doing as you come down pit road, because there can be a lot of crashes as you exit your pit stall.
Let's remind everybody of the numbers here this afternoon. Stage one done at lap 45. Stage two will be complete at lap 140. Then a 100-mile or 100-lap sprint to the black and white checkered flag. Only 240 laps, Alex, 300 miles of virtual sprint race at this level.
Yeah, but there's a lot that goes into this racetrack. We heard Dave Moody talk about it at his end of turns one and two. When you have to downshift, well, that's not unusual with this next-gen race car, but you have to do it twice, from fifth down to fourth down to third gear. That is something other than a road course you just don't do on an oval track. That throws a rhythm out just a bit. You downshift once over in turns three and four, but talking to some of the teams down in the garage this morning, they found out in that 30-minute practice session yesterday that they were downshifting a couple of times, some even going down to third gear in turns three and four. So it varies by lap. I think it matters just how much traffic you're racing around out there.
I'll tell you what, once strategy starts kicking in, Alex, we might see these guys shift the left to try to save some fuel. You're going to save fuel at this racetrack if you don't have to downshift so much. We might see that a little bit, and I think there's another couple guys on this track that this shifting might benefit. And that's the guys on the front row right now. Michael McDowell and Austin Cindric, these are road course experts, used to shifting a lot. And when those, we put those guys up in front, this is an opportunity for a guy like Austin Cindric to finally have a good day out there, maybe have a good run because of his road racing skills and understanding of all that downshifting that goes on. We'll have to see what happens, Jeff.
Rusty Wallace, it's time to rock and roll. This crowd on their feet. It was electric when the field went by. Actually, we're to get the one to go now next time by. But Rusty, it has to do your heart good when the field came by. You were looking down, everybody standing, waving their hats, saluting the drivers before we put them under the green flag.
Yeah, it really made me feel good. And a little while ago, we saw the whole back straightaway lit up in fire. Everything is part of the theatrics here at this racetrack. It was wonderful, but it's so great looking down, seeing so many people in the grandstands. Like I said, a sold-out capacity crowd here at the Worldwide Technology Raceway, and I know we're in for a good race, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely. Kurt Becker talked about it a moment ago, the big lines of people still trying to get through the gates. It is a sellout here today at Worldwide Technology Raceway, and those fans, well, unfortunately, you better hurry up or get to the racetrack a little bit sooner. You're about to miss the start of the Enjoy Illinois 300, because we're getting the one to go this time by. Greg Harris is on top of the flag stand for us today in the NASCAR Cup Series. And by the way, how about another big thank you to our Premier Series partners, Anheuser-Busch and Busch Light, Coca-Cola, Geico, and Xfinity.
And how about the pre-race concerts? We had concerts yesterday. After the event, we had concerts this morning. This place is packed. They just do it very, very well here. And I think we're in for a great race. We saw one last year. We saw one the year before, Alex. And there's no reason not to think we're going to see one just like that here this afternoon.
I agree. And we just got the one to go signal. The field's still over in turns one and two. The entire capacity crowd here on the front stretch grandstands are already on their feet. They're in anticipation of what we're about to see here today, over 300 miles. I think a big factor in today's race, after talking with a lot of crew chiefs in the garage today, is the weather. The sun beating down on the track, it's 84 degrees, different conditions than what they practiced in early yesterday morning, and heavy overcast skies and much cooler temperatures. That means this track's going to get a little bit slippery. That's going to change the handling of these race cars, and if you were good in that 30-minute practice session yesterday, you're going to have to make some changes to your car once you come to the pit lane throughout the running of today's race. It's time to get things going here at the Worldwide Technology Raceway as these field is coming over into turns three and four right now.
The fans are ready. The drivers are ready. All of us are ready. So let's get this thing going. Here they come now, making their way off of turn number four. Crowd on their feet. It is the Enjoy Illinois 300. And for the start, here's the Motor Racing Network's Alex Hayden.
Here they come up off of turn number four. Pace car is already on the pit lane, high atop the flag stand. The green flag goes in the air, and we're racing in America's heartland. From the outside lane, pole sitter Michael McDowell pulls the field to one.
He gets a tremendous start. Will drive away from Austin Cindric by a couple of car lengths. Cindric on the bottom. He gets sideways, and they're immediately three wide for second.
Here they come onto the back stretch. Here's Ryan Blaney. The car fishtails up off the bottom of turn two. He quickly straightens course, racing up to the inside of Austin Cindric, trying to grab the third position.
Now here comes the Thunder back off of turn number four. The NASCAR Cup Series racing this afternoon at Worldwide Technology Raceway, and Michael McDowell will lead lap number one. Right behind him is Christopher Bell. Ryan Blaney right now is third.
Austin Cindric, the outside pole sitter, quickly surrenders a pair of spots here in the early going. He pushes up a little wide again. They are three wide further back. Kyle Larson, Ross Chastain, and Joey Logano. 1, 2, 3.
That is from the 11th position on back. Here's Brad Keselowski moving up to the outside. He rumbles up to the outside of Larson trying to grab 11.
Everybody's settling in, trying to find their real estate that they want now here in the opening laps. Lap number two is about to go on the board. Michael McDowell has the field in tow. Further back, William Byron and Kyle Busch go wheel to wheel.
Side by side into turn number one. That's the battle for 11th and 12th position. To the inside, William Byron. To the outside, Kyle Busch trying to reel in Bubba Wallace.
Here they come, closing in behind Bubba Wallace, and he now tightens up right behind.
Trouble off turn number two. Two cars go for a spin at the exit of turn two, Dave.
That is John Hunter Nemechek. He got tangled up with Cody Ware at the exit of turn two. Both cars spin to a stop, immediately refire and pull away.
Well, that didn't take very long. Only two laps in, and we are under caution flag number one. It's McDowell, Bell, Blaney, Cindric, Tyler Reddick, top five.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
I'm Steve Letarte. Each week, join Todd Gordon and myself for NASCAR Inside the Race, presented by Consumer Cellular. We'll look at all the key moments that propel a team to victory,
including a breakdown on exactly how the race was won. Plus, we'll dive into the data and go in depth on penalties, race strategy, point standings, and rule changes.
And we have all kinds of fun tools to show off, like ghost cars, telestration, and line graphs to provide all the minute details. Catch NASCAR Inside the Race each Tuesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Spin and turn two has put us under the caution flag for the first time, and we are working right now under the yellow. Michael McDowell, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick, Austin Cindric. That is your top five from Worldwide Technology Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Still working under the caution flag. Welcome back. Just outside of St. Louis, Missouri is where you will find the Worldwide Technology Raceway. The third time for the Cup Series, year one. Joey Logano picked up the win, year two. Last year, it was Kyle Busch.
Yeah, and those drivers are two drivers that need wins. Quite frankly, there's no other way to say it. We're reaching that point in the season here in the mid-stretch where if you haven't gotten a win by now, you start to get, not say panic mode, Rusty Wallace, but you start to get a little uneasy because you feel like you got the team to get the job done. You just haven't been able to do it.
Well, that's exactly right. And for a driver like Kyle Busch, who won here last year and was second for the inaugural race when it first happened here at Worldwide Technology Raceway, this is a guy that thinks that I can win here. This is one of my better racetracks, and he targets this place to be, hey, man, this is where I can get back into victory lane. There's other drivers like that, but I agree with you, Alex. You get to this point in the year, you're like, come on, man, I got to shine. I got to get up there and go. I need to get a big W right now, and I think Kyle Busch is one of those guys that's got it really circled to try to get it done today.
Well, if he can do that, Rusty, and that means go back to victory lane again, so win back-to-back at this track. He hasn't done that since Pocono back in 2018 and 2019, but obviously, Alex, this would be exactly what the doctor ordered, not only for Kyle, the team, but for the entire organization.
It would. I mean, winning cures everything, because the longer you go without getting into victory lane, doubt and confidence begin to creep into things. Your confidence can go south. Your doubt can really begin to play in. Perhaps sometimes, depending on the culture of the race team or inside the building itself, the team can start to have behind-the-wall bickering going on, and that can create more problems. So winning cures all of that, and running, at least running top five for the most part week in and week out, is something that can really cure all of that.
Going back to the green flag here in one lap, Michael McDowell will elect to start outside row one. C. Bell inside. Ryan Blaney will elect to start outside row two, and Ty Gibbs will tuck into the inside of him. So we're getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com to get started today.
Six laps have been complete. Only two have been run under the green flag here in the Enjoy Illinois 300. So these drivers still, I'm not sure, have a complete grasp of what their race car is going to do out here just yet, Rusty.
Yeah, not yet. I did see Bubba Wallace get down to turn one right now, about two laps after the restart, downshift, and as soon as he downshifted, he lost it, slid up the racetrack, and banged right in the side of the number six car of Brad Keselowski, almost put him right through the wall, but that downshift went bad for Bubba Wallace. We'll have to watch that as the race goes on.
C. Bell and Michael McDowell, row one. Cindric and Blaney, row two. Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin, row three. Then Bubba Wallace and Ty Gibbs outside row four. William Byron, Kyle Busch getting ready to go back under the green flag on lap number seven.
Michael McDowell chooses the outside lane, as Jeff pointed out a moment ago, as the green flag goes back in the air. Christopher Bell will match him stride for stride. Toyota to the inside of a Ford.
Nose to nose into the 11 degree banking of turn number one. Christopher Bell by a fender as they go three wide behind him. Carson Hocevar got rooted up out of the group. He's going backward in the extreme outside lane.
All of that traffic onto the back stretch. The lead battle goes away. It'll be the blue and yellow Ford of Michael McDowell at the front of the field. He has once again secured the top spot away from Christopher Bell.
And right behind them, you've got Austin Cindric working down to the inside of his teammate. That is Ryan Blaney. That's side by side for third. We'll follow that battle. Tyler Reddick right there looking on. He's fifth.
Cindric to the inside of the racetrack. Ryan Blaney running a groove up on the outside. Tyler Reddick looking for daylight. Also there, Denny Hamlin and Ty Gibbs.
Back around the sixth position, here's Denny Hamlin now. He moves by to the inside of Gibbs, draws alongside of Tyler Reddick. They ride door-to-door. That is the battle for the fifth position headed off turn three.
Denny Hamlin being methodical, very cautious on the bottom of the racetrack. However, just to his outside, giving him plenty of racing room, Ty Gibbs, who slips just a bit. He'll fall back. Tyler Reddick stays right in front of Hamlin as they go to one.
Here they come into turn number one. A little further back, William Byron's on the move. He jumps to the low line on Bubba Wallace. He'll pick up a spot as Denny Hamlin puts the crosshairs on Reddick once again.
Still trying to take that fifth position away. Takes a look to the inside. Now gets back up into line. Hamlin still rides in sixth. William Byron further back has managed to work his way into the top ten.
I tell you, all the way back in the 20th position, Martin Truex working that top line off of turn two just a little while ago. Ended up, guys, four wide coming off that turn. Him and the number three car of Austin Dylan were beaten back and forth, and I'll tell you what, it's getting crazy off that turn, too.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kurt Becker, how about from Joey Logano? Things have been very crazy. Right now, he's working down to the inside, coming off of turn two.
Yeah, here he comes right alongside of Brad Keselowski. Logano to the inside, and Keselowski to the outside. Those two going at it. That's a battle for the 10th position. Just ahead of them, it is also side-by-side now for 8th. William Byron is on the move.
He is to the inside of Bubba Wallace, who's stuck on the outside lane. Chevrolet to the inside of a Toyota. Wallace on the outside lane in the McDonald's colors has momentum for the moment.
That battle's been ongoing for the past couple of laps. Bubba Wallace has held his own pretty well in the outside lane. Byron on the inside. Wallace on the outside again, side-by-side to the back stretch.
Here they come onto the back straightaway. The ongoing battle for the 8th position here once again is Byron. Looks to the inside. He's got Bubba Wallace there to the outside. Byron trying to squeeze through along the inside lane.
I'll tell you what, Dave Moody, I don't know about you, but I've been watching that exit of turn one and two, and that whole turn one and two is very impressive. I can't believe they can run sometimes four wide through that corner.
Well, Rusty, I think it all comes down to who gets a good bit of forward bite coming through that upshift, third to fourth and eventually to fifth. The drivers that are doing it well are launching off to the back straightaway. The guys that aren't.
Well, that's a good way to put it, Dave. He's got the action covered for us outside turn number two. Michael McDowell on lap number 13 right now, leading over Christopher Bell by 2 car lengths. Then it's Ryan Blaney, Cindric, and Denny Hamlin. That's your top five. Tyler Reddick, Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, 8th, that ongoing battle with William Byron. In fact, Byron gets by him now to pick up position 8. Bubba back to 9th. Joey Logano, 10th. The leaders are on the back straightaway.
Here's Michael McDowell with that race lead now. Back into turn number 3. The advantage, 3 car lengths over Christopher Bell. Bell now tries to cut into the margin as they head back over to turn 4.
Up off of the corner. They'll upshift here on the straightaway. You guys have been talking back and forth between Dave, Kurt, and yourself, Rusty Wallace, about downshifting in the corners, upshifting on the straightaways. You made mention a moment ago that Bubba Wallace downshifted and went up the racetrack just a bit. As a driver, you're trying to hold on to the steering wheel.